might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured. Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 14th of September. A beautiful morning out there, partly cloudy, 67 degrees on our way to 87 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Bria Fleming. Bria's in to preview the March on Emporia coming up tomorrow. Bria, good morning.
Hey, Bria.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
So far, so good. Well, the March on Emporia, this is what, going to be the sixth annual March on Emporia coming up here tomorrow?
Yes, that's correct. I believe it started in 2015, and we're looking at tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. starting at the Sunken Gardens at ESU.
Let us know what the schedule is, because with that 3 hours of activities, there's obviously multiple things that are going to be taking place.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do kind of a press conference starting at 4, first thing. Last year, we had some community faith leaders come out and lead us in a prayer before we started. I imagine we'll do that again. The actual march itself will start at 4:30. That'll head around downtown, just kind of a short route. We'll have some speakers beginning at 5. Then around 5:30, it will kind of start wrapping up, and then we'll look at final remarks being around 6 p.m.
Do you have an indication of who's going to be speaking? Do you have a set lineup as who's going to be as far as the news conference is concerned, or are the speeches a little bit later on, is that going to be opened up to the community?
I believe there'll be some opportunities for people in the community to speak. As far as I know, last year we had Melvin and Angelica Hale speaking via phone just to kind of update us on their situation. We had a couple of community leaders speak, and I believe that'll be the same case again. As far as press first thing, I'm not sure who's going to be there covering that.
And Bria Fleming previewing the annual March on Emporia coming up tomorrow on the campus, beginning at the campus of Emporia State. Give us some background here, Bria, for people that might not be familiar with the March on Emporia.
Sure. Well, the origin of the march, I'm sure a lot of your listeners will remember kind of what happened with Melvin and Angelica Hale and ESU in 2015, but just kind of a brief reminder. In 2015, Professor Angelica Hale found that someone had broken into her office at ESU and written a racial slur on her desk. She approached ESU about this, and they basically did nothing. And that prompted her to file a lawsuit against them, which she ended up winning. But kind of at that point, the damage had been done. Both her and her husband's teaching contracts were not renewed by ESU. To my knowledge, at this point, they haven't really done much to acknowledge the harm that they caused to both of these professors who have now moved out of the area, unfortunately. So we have two educators who have left our community because of a racist act. So the first March at Emporia was basically called to bring the community's attention to this issue. And, of course, for a community its size, Emporia is incredibly diverse, but we don't see that diversity reflected much in the city government and the police force, et cetera. So the ongoing annual March on Emporia has just been a really good opportunity to highlight racial equity issues in our own community.
That was going to be my next question, actually, because obviously the situation has unfolded the way it has at Emporia State University and also in the courts. And I understand that the appeal process is still continuing here for Angelica Hale's case specifically. What really is the goal, I guess, of March on Emporia moving forward from here? Is it strictly to highlight and maybe encourage more racial diversity at the government levels, or is there an even broader realm that you're considering here right now?
Yes, diversity within the city government and, you know, the decision makers that exist in our own community is a huge topic for the march, and certainly for both of the groups that are putting this march on. That's the Initiative Council and Emporia Community Action are both heavily involved in racial justice work. But just kind of more broadly, there are always going to be issues that happen. And if you look at just this past year, there were certainly some things that happened in our community that kind of show that even communities like Emporia are not immune from people committing racist acts against their neighbors. And we just want to make sure that those people who don't see these things happening is brought to their attention, because we want everyone to experience Emporia and the surrounding area as a wonderful place to live. And if some of our neighbors are not experiencing that, we want to make sure that we're calling attention to that and finding ways to improve our home community for everybody who lives here.
Okay. Well, Bria, again, give us the schedule here for what's going to be taking place and really what the schedule and the itinerary is going to be here as far as the different activities and your march route.
Sure. So we're starting at 4 p.m. We'll convene, get started. The march itself will start at 4:30. That'll head through town with a break at 5. There will be some people speaking, a few community leaders, faith leaders. We'll get an update on the Hales case. At 5:30, we'll kind of be rounding out, headed back to the Sunken Gardens where we started, and there will be some ending remarks at 6. And just for people who may not be able to make the march itself, there are several other ways to get involved. If racial equity work is something that you're interested in, please join us. Emporia Community Action and Justice Youth Initiative Council are always looking for more active members. You can follow the Emporia Black Lives Matter Solidarity page for more news on things that are going on in that realm. There is a weekly community talk at Eastside Memorial Park. That is a great opportunity for folks to come out and listen and discuss issues around systemic racism. There's kind of a different topic every week, and it's attended and well-organized. Everyone is welcome there. And then also, finally, one of the big projects for Emporia Community Action that's been in the works for about a year is working with the city to rewrite the job description for the community services officer position, which is currently open with the city, to include some language around what's called diversity, inclusion, and belonging initiatives, which are becoming a big thing in a lot of universities and municipalities around the country. And so we're working with the city to add that to the community services officer position. And so if that sounds like something that you support, please give the city commissioners a call and let them know that.
All right. Well, Bria, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bria.
Thank you so much.
Bria,
you guys have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Bria Fleming previewing the March on Emporia that's taking place, I guess, beginning on campus in front of Plum Hall. Looks like early tomorrow evening, Chuck.
Yep, and we'll have more information coming up here shortly on that. Did want to let you know, too, that if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots here, don't try this week because it's full. Next week does have several slots available, both for the morning show and for our talk of Emporia a little bit later on in the day. So give us a call at 342-1400 or email us, kvue@kvue.com, if you'd like one of next week's slots. Tomorrow's newsmaker guests are David Traylor Zoo Director Lisa Keith and also photographer Thomas Feltz. Big photography fundraiser for the zoos coming up this weekend.
Yes, indeed it is. Our newsmaker brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 730, 66 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
The Emporia Arts Council presents Forever Young, Tuesday, September 14th at 7 p.m.